It's time to get your football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at ozarkeyecenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety, the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Welcome into the Coach Brian Maddox Show. We're glad to have the Mountain Home head football coach with us. And, Brian, let's talk about last week's game, a tough loss down at Jacksonville last Friday night. This is a Jacksonville team that, I'll tell you what, they are very athletic. They've got some athletes that could make some plays, and we found that out Friday night, didn't we?
Oh, no doubt. Well, that's, you know, Jacksonville, as I've been in this position every year, Jacksonville's that team that everybody kind of comes to you and says, you can get Jacksonville, and you're sitting there going, I hope so, and you know, you really think you can. We felt like if we could execute on offense that we'd get the win, and that's exactly what didn't happen. We just didn't play very well on offense, I didn't think, and and they have just enough athletes, get enough big plays within the game to outscore you. And but, you know, we were talking about this, I think, earlier that, you know, you hate to say this because you don't want to give them any bulletin board material. They're not going to be in our conference next year, I guess. But, you know, that's the worst team on the schedule is what everybody tells you going in. And they're one of the bottom teams on the schedule. And you look down there in pregame going, look at all the athletes running around.
Exactly.
The schedule we play, we've talked about that. It is just, we play a very, very tough schedule.
Yes.
Against a lot of really good teams. And, you know, that's the thing. It's you when you play Jacksonville, you know, you see them towards the bottom of the conference and, you know, you think, well, that's going to be easy. It is not. It's not easy. I don't know. Not to repeat myself, just a very good conference. They had a good team. I thought they had a pretty good football team.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the first half. Kind of a stalemate early on, wasn't it? It was a defensive battle to start the first half of the game.
No doubt, defensive battle, and we're moving the football when we have it. We're just not finishing drives. We got the opening kickoff, and we we're kind of plugging along a little bit. We get into a fourth and two, and have a little power play off tackle called, and we create a huge seam, but we miss the handoff, and. So then we have to turn. It's a busted play. They make the stop, and we hold them. They go for it on fourth down from about the same spot, and they don't get it. And we drove all the way down to their 5-yard line and then turned it over on downs, didn't finish the drive. And, you know, to that point, we actually had some time of possession and just didn't have any points to show for it. We had a really poor pregame with our PAT field goal unit. We didn't have a very good day on Thursday either, and so we got down there in that fourth and goal, and in hindsight, maybe you kick the field goal anyway and hope you get that one to go through. That's one of those things I self-reflect about. But, not getting points I thought hurt. You go on a nice drive and took some clock.
Right.
And just to finish empty there I thought hurt. But
it did work out, though.
Well. It does work out. So
yes.
That's what I was about to use. So the good thing is, though, is, you know, they take the ball back there inside their own 10 and – I don't know what they're doing. They go for it on a fourth down from about their own 15-yard line and did not get it and gave us the short field. So thankfully this time, I think there was some momentum lost for them in not getting that. And because we big chunk play right off the bat with Logan Walker, made a nice run on the counter. And then Blake Pope and Brock Boje took turns just pounding it in there with just a little fullback dive play. And Brock finished it off on the touchdown and 15-yard drive. I like those.
Yes.
Carlos hit the PAT, and we're up 7-0, and then we hit the kickoff. We'd seen on film they left a huge vacancy there in the middle right behind their front line.
Right.
So, Carlos hit a perfect kickoff just right in the middle there, and it bounced up. And Moses Adams goes flying down there right as their return man catches it, just hammers him, just a highlight reel hit. Ball didn't come out, but still, I thought, you know, right there we have set a really good tone. We're in a good place, and I thought, you know, really, if you score on that first drive, you get something like that to happen. You know, if you're up 14, how's the game go?
Right.
But it was nice. It did work out. When they went for it on fourth down there, getting the short field, that helped.
I want to talk about your defense, because we'll talk about their final drive here in a minute in the first half, but the first four drives, you hold them to one first down, and I've figured up roughly 30 yards of offense. It was impressive.
Our defense played the best game they had played all year. Even in the second half where they started finding some success, I still thought we were playing pretty well, making them drive. But, when we're trying to decide who's player of the week, literally 9 names came up from defense.
Right.
There's so many kids played, one of their better games. And, I was really proud of Blake Pope, the senior. Gage Lindsey was out with an injury. Blake goes in there, plays really well, especially against the run. And him and Brock had a pretty good night, I thought. Tatum Bashir's week after week, he's having a great year.
He is.
Tatum is just doing – he does everything you ask. He hustles. He stays quiet, but he leads by example. But he's out there on the perimeter. He sees a lot of screens. He's getting cracked by receivers. He has to take on the fly sweep. He just played fantastic. Logan Walker, I thought, had a great game, getting involved, making some tackles. Brody Patterson is one in the secondary that I thought, we ask a lot of a young kid, and he played much better. I think the Pine Bluff game helped him. just adjust to varsity speed. And Moses got in there. You know, Moses continues to improve, and he's one of those young guys that's getting out there. I thought filling the alley on the outside runs, those safeties did a good job to get back to where I'm going with that. You know, just really proud of our defense. And then the interior guy, you know, Dawson Tabor's a really good defensive end for us. And it's hard for teams to attack the edge to his side. And anyway, really, team defense, as Coach West says, just everybody do your job. And I thought we did a great job of just bottling them up, especially the run game.
You bet. And you had some other defensive step in, defensive end step in when Dawson got hurt. I know he came back later, but
Xavier Ivory has been really good for us. I feel like out there, you know, Vin Lee is just rock solid. Dylan Pausch, you talk about a committee of four kids that can rotate at two spots. Those four do a great job, and really for the most part, week after week. You know, Xavier's more of the pass rush type. Gets to the quarterback, puts pressure on the quarterback. Vin is really good at stringing out the outside run. Great with his hands. You know, and then Dylan Pausch is one of the smartest kids you'll ever coach. He just understands the game and always in the right place, you know, technique-wise. And, anyway, yeah, those four all, when they were out there, played tremendous, and it really helped us on the defensive side. And the defense played well enough to win the game.
Yeah.
You know, we picked the wrong week to have our worst offensive game.
Got a little hair there towards the end of the first half. They put together a drive and it stalled out. Didn't get any points on the board. But I felt like that was the turning point in the game because their offense got momentum right before halftime.
Right. We forced the punt after we got the touchdown. And in first, I think it was our first play of the next series. We missed, it was the second time we missed a handoff. And it turned into a busted play, and I think, you know, Lawson's just trying to make something out of nothing. Tries to get the edge, and he loses some ground there. We lost 12 yards and got behind the chains, had to punt, forced them to punt again. And you know, but it was just one of those deals where we traded punts for a while there, but we were able to run some clock.
Right.
And really shorten. So anyway, Dylan Pausch hits a great punt, pins him back inside the 10.
Yes.
And that's the drive you're referring to there. If Dylan doesn't hit that punt, they probably get in the end zone. But, you know, of course, we're playing a little bit of a prevent because there's just over a minute to go. But they did a great job. Quarterback did a great job just taking what we gave them, and they were throwing it short, getting out of bounds, throw it short, get out of bounds. And, you know, you look up, and they're down there on the 20. You know, and it was it did. You're exactly right. Got a little hairy there for a while. You're concerned they're going to get in the end zone. We made a couple of real big plays there to close out the half, kept them from getting any points. And so you go into the locker room, you're up 7-0, and very eerily similar feeling – in my mind at halftime. I don't tell the kids this, but I'm sitting there going, I hope we don't regret not getting more points out of some of those drives, you know, when you get down inside the 10 and don't score. And, you know, 10-0, 14-0 would have felt better than 7. I thought the same thing that you're referring to. It seemed like their offense was starting to get in rhythm.
Right.
And as the second half unfolded, that was obviously the case.
Right. We'll take a break and back talk about that second half here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, call 870-701-5160, or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you're up 7-0 at halftime, but unfortunately that Jacksonville offense got on track in the second half and put some points on the board against us.
They got the passing game going for sure. You know, we've done a great job, I thought, of taking away the run. And, you know, they take the kickoff and they drive, get in the end zone and get the two-point conversion on top of it, even after a penalty.
Right.
You know, that they're up 8-7, and but you definitely they're starting to hit some of the short passes and some of their quick game. And I thought they did a good job too, loosening us up, taking a couple of shots downfield, just reminding, because our secondary was pretty involved in the run game, just reminding those guys you better cover the deep ball too. I thought that was a turning point, was when we had to start, you know, I think our corners, our safeties felt like I better stay a little loose, off, you know, playing more of a cushion and giving a little more space. Well, you know, now they can hit the underneath stuff. It's, you know, these spread teams, when you got a quarterback that can put it on the money, you got receivers that run good routes and can catch it. They're hard to handle when they got a running game mixed in with it. And I was really impressed with them in the second half. That may have been their best game. Every film we've watched, there's penalties, the ball's on the ground, they're dropping passes, the route spacing's awful. You know, they're running into each other, running routes. You know, and then, you know, their penalties were at a minimum, turnovers at a minimum. You know, it was the shotgun snaps are there. They'd had issues with shotgun snaps. And I'm sitting there going, well, they're going to break their best game out tonight too.
Of course, yeah.
They got going, and it the whole half it didn't let up. Now, we do answer with a nice drive. It's 8-7. We go down, and I think we settle for a very short field goal. And, of course, we don't get that. And I thought that was a big turning point too,
yes.
Not getting points out of that drive, because we'd really moved the ball well. Kids responded really well, you know, and not getting points out of that drive. It's 8-7, you know, and then they go again, and, you know, they start moving the football out of there. We got to stop at the 50.
Right.
And start the fourth quarter down 8-7, good field position. And, you know, we run a couple of plays. We get in a third and long and try the tight end screen. We had a little throwback screen we'd been setting up, and they take the bait on it, but you know, they got enough pressure where it altered the throw a little bit, and it was behind Dylan couldn't quite bring it in, and turns into a fumble. They recover it. That was a big play in the game, obviously. And then they drive down and score, you know, and that, so now it's a two score situation, because they're again going for two, not kicking PATs and all that makes it even harder.
It does.
And I think, you know, now we're out of our element. We're trying to score quickly. We're throwing the football, and they got an interception. You know, they did a great job. I thought their pass rush, you can see where they've had some stops defensively this year. That's one of the things that jumped out on film before we played them, was, you know, they get pressure on the quarterback. Well, they did when we had to throw the football. They were in the backfield quick, and that affected the passing game too. But I thought we ran out of gas again a little bit too. It's hard to come back when we got a lot of kids still playing both ways, and you know, I thought that was a little bit of a factor. But you know, we had some nice drives. We just, you know, that one play here or there to get you behind the chains, and frustrating loss. Long story short, yeah. Real frustrating loss, because you're so close to being the team that comes out on top.
Right.
It just didn't work out that way. The final score, I don't feel like, you know, shows how tight of a game it was. You know, yep. I think when we start chasing, it makes the final score look a little worse than maybe it was. But kids fought. You know, one of those moments you don't ever forget as a coach. You know, we get done with the shaking hands after the game, and there's some seniors that come straight over to me and, you know, "Coach, I'm sorry." You know, they tear up. "Coach, I'm sorry." And you guys don't have anything to be sorry about. They left it all out there, and they just patting each other on the back. You know, just consoling each other. You know, picking each other up. And so, I'm proud. We've got great kids. I've said that before. I mean it sincerely. Really good kids. I was proud of them, the way they handled it after the game, because that's the most disappointed we've been since I've been the head coach, I think. Is,
yeah.
You know, I think we just really, really thought we'd win the game, and when we realized we weren't going to, it was a painful loss for sure.
Tough one to take. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about tonight's opponent, Marion. We'll do that when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular cosmic bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, we talk about Marion coming to town tonight, and this is a team that I didn't realize this until I talked to Coach Houston yesterday. They have, what did I tell you, eight players getting college looks, four of them being contacted by D1 schools. That's impressive.
It is impressive. You know, we watch them on film and we go, my goodness, how is this team 2-4? And of course, you know, when you lose to win is a perennial power. And they lost 27-21 in a tight ball game to a very good team. They lost to Parkview, and, you know, Coach Boulding's got that going right now.
Right.
Just year after year, they're only going to get better. I think he's trying to turn them into what he had at North Little Rock. You know, but they lose that one 28-24. They lost to West Memphis in overtime by one on a two. You know, West Memphis goes for two and gets it on a little throwback screen to their left tackle. just a gutsy call. Crazy game there with West Memphis in the rivalry game. And then, you know, they gave Searcy all they wanted last week, and Searcy's undefeated.
Yeah, it was a seven-point game.
Seven-point game. Searcy was fortunate to walk out of there with the win. So it 2-4 is the last thing in the world I would classify Marion as a 2-4 team. They're not your typical 2-4 team. And again, it speaks to what I hit on earlier. We play some really good competition.
Exactly.
This is a 2-4 team with eight college prospects. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, let's talk about offensively for the Patriots, because that's where three of their D1 players reside. The quarterback's a good one, the running back, and their receiver, who's luckily for us back from his broken collarbone tonight.
We were really excited when we heard that he wasn't going to be back yet this week. So Coach Houston, great job there throwing us for a loop. The Kale kid at quarterback, it all starts with him. He can throw it a mile, and he can throw it accurately, and he has the intangibles. You know, he knows how to look you off. He very good if you blitz. He'll come off of whatever their primary read is, and he'll throw a hot route right behind a linebacker that's coming. So, you know, you bring pressure against him. It's kind of got a Tom Brady effect to it, where he can see what's coming, and, you know, he'll just throw it right behind your head. Blitzing him does no good. Just a really intelligent kid, and he can thread the football into holes that just – you're watching on film going, how was that physically possible for the ball to get through? It must be a camera angle or something, because it looks like there's two guys absolutely sandwiched in the receiver where there's no space for the ball to go, and somehow it's a reception. And you're going, my goodness. Really good quarterback. Maybe the best one, one of the best ones in the entire state, regardless of classification, is what you hear about him. And so anyway, back to the point there, really – that's the challenge you've got the running back sitting right next to him.
Anthony Price.
Yeah, and he'll catch it out of the backfield. They'll use him as a receiver. They throw screens to him. And he is a downhill – he'll run over you. And when you look at him, you wouldn't think that's what he wants to do. He can slash. He can run with power. Not surprised at all he's getting D1 looks. He looks the part. And I think it's Slade. I can't think of the kid's name.
Webb.
Number eight. Yeah, he was the one that was on ESPN social media at one point in time in a 7-on-7, making one-handed catches.
Wow.
And, you know, he broke his collarbone earlier in the year, and I thought we wouldn't have to face him. That's one that – speed. The kid can fly, great hands, and, you know, he can go up too. He's a bigger, you know, stronger kid. And so, again, defensively, this will be the toughest challenge I actually think we've had all year.
Wow.
And it may finish that way. It's as good as our conference is, this may be the best offensive team on the schedule.
And defensively, they're pretty good as well. Brandon Calvert, one of those linebackers, that's another one of their D1 prospects. He leads the way.
Right, and he's on film, he's in on every tackle. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's misdirection. If it's a screen out wide, by the end of the play, he's out there in on it. He can move. The kid's fast, and he's got some power. That's the one word I would use to describe their defense more than anything else, is fast. You know, they've got some kids that just fly to the football. They're an odd front. They base out of a 3-4. I think we'll see more of a 5-3. It's what we saw last year, just because we were so run heavy. I do think there's success to be had. In the run game, they really seem to have given up some yards on the ground. Now they do a great job of bending and not breaking. You know, Searcy, it seemed like, was just long, long, long drives, and they'd get the turnover at the end of it, and that's how they stayed in the game with Searcy. But again, a big challenge for us tonight with just the sheer athleticism that we face. We've got to sustain drives. We've got to pick up those 3.5-4 yards. And one of the things we didn't get last week that would be nice, pop a big play. You know, we just didn't seem to get that big home run play. Even it doesn't even have to go to the house, but, you know, a 35-40-yard run here or there. So they flow. We're hoping we can take advantage of that and get some misdirection, get them flowing one way and come back on some counters, things like that. We've got to mix up the snap count. They're hungry to get off the ball, and they jump. You know, a lot of teams have had some success mixing up the snap count. Pretty good team, though, overall. I can't believe they're 2-4. Very good team.
We'll take a break. We'll talk more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And, Brian, of course, it's homecoming week. And for coaches, that can sometimes be a headache. There's so many distractions outside of the game itself. It's tough to keep the kids focused sometimes.
It's a busy week for sure. But, you know, I'm from here. So, for me, it's homecoming. I'm already home. But it's special to me as a former player here. And I don't look at it as distractions. It's especially when, you know, we're coming off the toughest loss we've had all year. It's been a good week for it. It kind of picks the kids up and reminds them there's still a lot to play for. And they've had fun with the week. You know, we've still gotten our practices in. you know, and we've had some good work, and you know, but it's good for the kids to get out. You know, they do the parade. There's some meals and some things like that that they get to do, and pep rallies. The Hackler pep rally is, you know, they go over there in the morning, and all the Hackler kids are in the gym, and that's the best pep rally of the year. Those kids just love it. Those younger kids, and I've always said I think we need to find ways to get more of those younger kids to come over to the high school for some pep rallies, or us go, you know, do more of the go to the other buildings, and it's fun. That play, you need earplugs. It's a great pep rally, and I think the kids need to be reminded that there's a lot of younger kids in the community, the future Bombers, that look up to them.
You bet.
They're at that age that you know, they get a little starry-eyed looking at a high school football team. They really do, and that's fun to see. It just, I think it's good for the kids to be reminded that, you know, you're still role models, and you know, a lot of people look up to you. Community's been great to us. A lot of, you know, we've had some local churches reach out to us throughout the year. I say homecoming, and you know, but host us for dinners, bring us Gatorades after practice, and you know, there's some of that stuff this week too. And so a lot of people taking care of the kids, you know, letting them know that they're valued and their hard work is appreciated. And it's been a good week. It really has. It's been to me, it's not distractions. It's picking up their spirits after a tough loss. So and it's homecoming. It's, you know, you got to, again, as a former player, as an alumni, you got to enjoy homecoming week.
All right, let's talk about the key. Oh, let me ask about injuries first. Where are we there?
Well, it's really still pretty much the same, you know, with Bryce being out and Anthony Mojica and Kay Stern. Gage Lindsey really kind of was a pop-up surprise. I didn't think he would miss the entire game, and he ended up having to miss the entire game. We'll have him back, so that's a change. And Austin Lance has been sick throughout the week. Hopefully he can hold up. We need him to be able to go on that offensive line at least. But other than that, we're doing pretty well. So just ready to get out there and play, and hopefully we'll continue. For the most part, we've stayed pretty healthy. And we've been pretty blessed there, so hopefully that'll continue.
Let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do tonight?
Well, they're gonna score. You know, it's in this conference and the way the game has evolved, they're going to score. We've got to minimize you know, the number of possessions that they get, and we need, again, and I say this every week, but it's so very true, we've got to make them snap the ball. I thought when we did give up points last week, we did a great job of that. Make them drive the length of the field, put them in some third downs, you know, try to mix up, you know, we're going to try to do a couple of things with the coverages, just see if we can't bait them into a mistake. But really, make them snap the ball, make them drive the length of the field, don't give up any big plays in the kicking game. And then, you know, really, if we're going to win the game, our offense has to be on point. We've got to execute all night long and keep their defense off the field. Got to score points. You know, it's pretty simple. We got to score more points than they do to give that old, I think it was Bob Knight that used to say that. We got to score more points than they do.
Yeah.
But those are the keys for sure. We've got to run the ball and not turn it over and sustain some long drives. If we can finish with points and do that, we'll have a chance to pull the upset. And, you know, we're very capable of doing that.
You bet. Brian, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Brian Maddox, head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break. Joining you live from Bomber Stadium coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.